When you want to grow your business, use Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Seamlessly collaborate with your team using a suite of built-in tools and features to make your workday easier, like huddles to schedule impromptu meetings and avoid another calendar invite, or Workflow Builder, which lets you automate routine tasks so you can spend more time on the work that matters most. Slack. Grow your business here. Learn more at slack.com.
Kane and Bucks.
It was a horrible game by us.
Oh, I think we've been building the belief.
Right now we're not good enough and we're going to find a way through that.
Today we didn't bring the pressure.
Yeah, I think the way we set the game up in the first half has been the reason why we got the job done.
We got a lot of things right. We executed the plan coming in.
On Kane and Bucks, speaks volumes. You're welcomed at Anytime Fitness, no matter who you are or what your goals.
Speaks Volumes is for Anytime Fitness. Make your own rules at Anytime Fitness. If you're a first-time listener to the program, we go through each of the games and ask each other the question, who does the result speak volumes about? I'll start with you, Bucks. Friday night was a shocking game.
Yep.
What did the result say more about Melbourne or Carlton?
Carlton for me. I don't think Melbourne were that much chop. I thought Petrarca, whilst he got a lot of the ball, and was the standout player, clearly the standout player on the field. Even his game was a little bit shy given some of his use. But Carlton, for me, it just shows you how much in the mire that they are. Only 39 inside 50s, 44 points on the scoreboard. Mm. They're a top six or seven side defensively. And like to keep an opposition at 61 sounds great, but if you're not scoring yourself and they're really struggling to score, they're struggling to move the ball with any freedom, they're struggling to win the ball through the midfield. They're not winning contests behind the ball and they're not winning contests in front of the ball. So Vossi said afterwards, we're not a final side right now, which means, they clearly haven't been for quite a large chunk of this year, but they really, really struggled. And I think that speaks volumes of where the Blues are at the moment. Port Power and Hawthorn.
More about Port Adelaide. Their game's just in really good order across the board. Defensively, I thought it was a work of art for the first 20 minutes of that game. The way the effort that was put into the defensive aspects of that game, Hawthorn had no answers for it. But then off that, offensively, it was some of the more scintillating ball movement you've ever seen. The ball movement was exceptional. So that has definitely been a change in their game. Heavily criticised in the past about their lack of efficiency going inside forward 50. Well, now they're going forward. They're moving the ball at speed. They're getting it to the open side. And they have some really skillful, quick and fast players. So speed of ball movement and also skill level exceptional. Todd Marshall just makes a huge difference. He's some sort of player, Todd Marshall. And they've been crying out to get that forward line settled. Dixon to come back. They've won 9 in a row and a really big game on Friday night against the Bulldogs at Marvel. West Coast and Collingwood.
Well, it doesn't speak volumes, but it says a little bit more about them, and that's Collingwood. I thought West Coast really came with some heat. Dom Sheed had 40, Liam Duggan, halfback in midfield, Tim Kelly. So their midfield and Elliot Yeo sort of back from injury last couple of weeks, and really has stepped up, looks like the West Coast of old in some shape or form. Through the midfield in particular. But Collingwood were challenged, right up to when Andrew Gaff had a shot on goal to put them within.
Why can't
six
he kick
points.
35 metres anymore?
He can. He didn't. It was. I think his confidence is a little low compared to where he has been at his peak. He's getting. He's not a young player anymore. But that was a probably a representation of a lack of belief and confidence at the moment, not just for him, but for the team, because he's been an All-Australian player for a long time and really should have finished that one.
It was so good to see West Coast in a game that felt like it meant something. Like you actually wanted to watch them.
Well, you were talking about the crowd. Do you realise that probably more than half of those were Collingwood people?
Yeah, I understand that. But across the board, West Coast, you go back and look at their crowds for whoever they've played this year, not just because it's Collingwood, but the games that they've played at home, Essendon, they had a big...
Yeah.
They're always 40, low 40s. And for a team in this predicament, they're the best fans in the competition. I've got no doubt about that.
Yeah, and look, I think that that's what I would hope that we see the supporter bases of all clubs. But it's not. But I thought Collingwood just did what they had to do and really hit the accelerator, you know, with Nick Dacos probably inspiring that run towards the end. And he had another game out of the box, which was not exceptional because it's become the norm. Western Bulldogs and the Cats.
Geelong. I'd love to be a Geelong supporter. Their fans are spoilt. Like this team, when it feels like the season could just disappear and you lose three in a row and you got injuries everywhere, they've refused to rebuild. They refuse to give up on any season, and their players refuse to do that on Saturday night. So the pressure, the intensity around the ball was elite. They had no real right to win that game. Like from all the measures, from all the stats, compare the talent of both lineups, and somehow they found a way to just scrap and claw their way to a really important victory. They'll have the bye, which comes at a great time. Then it's a tough 3 weeks for them. They go to Adelaide to take on Port Adelaide, Melbourne at home, and Sydney at the SCG. So we'll get a good indication in the next 3 weeks. But just love the fact that they refuse to die and refuse to give up.
Brilliant.
Gold Coast and Adelaide, I know you watch this one closely.
Yeah, look, I'm going to go with the Suns. It speaks volumes of their belief in their contested style and the Darwin conditions. Hot, humid, slippery. They feed into what Gold Coast's best football is at the moment. But then you've got players like Lukosius Humphrey, who's got some real grit to him. But Lukosius, who's been probably a finisher or an outside player and been known for his skill. So he won three or four really important one-on-ones to score at times. When the Suns were on their comeback. To come back from six goals down and to play the 2.5 quarters out as they did, plus 14 contested ball in the second quarter, plus 7 in the third, and then plus 18 in the last quarter shows you, or plus 22, sorry, in the last quarter. That consistent and across-the-board capacity to win the ball, to put your head over it, and to be prepared just to take territory and take the contest towards your goals really put a good opposition to the sword. So I thought that was a really meritorious win. They'd be wrapped with that. Now they go into next week with a bye, and then after that they come back in the other side. They've got Carlton, who they'd be looking forward to that, and then Hawthorn, and then Collingwood after that. So they've got an opportunity now in the next 2 weeks to reinforce their position, to get seriously on the positive side of a 50-50 win-loss ratio, which they haven't really been there for a long time. So to get to 8-6, now it's not done, but to get to 8-6 would be a great result, and then come and test yourself against some of the better teams in the competition. So look, they'd be suitably happy with themselves, and so they should be, because it was a great performance.
Working our way through the 7 games, asking if the result speaks volumes about which side. We've still got the GWS and Richmond game, and also the Bombers just getting over North Melbourne on the other side of the news update.
Taranto from the centre circle goes inside 50. Perryman with the fist. Pickett comes up with it. Running towards goal. He scores. Marlon Pickett kicks his second. And Richmond hit the front with 24 seconds left on the clock.
Tim Taranto, how good was he?
how's Coxie just shoehorning his own commentary into our program once again? So he's with Matty Hill.
Here. Excellent call.
And
he
just bumped him out the way when he sensed Pickett was going to kick the match winner, and he made sure he was in control of the microphone so we could replay that.
So you wanted to give him a whack, did you? You wanted to give Coxie a whack?
Yeah, I did.
What about, can we come back to Taranto in the top 150? His last 2 weeks, got to get him in the top 140.
Was very solid. Solid yesterday.
Very solid. Was it 32-1?
Yeah, but stop looking at numbers. He's going to get... You're playing the midfield on your own all game, you're going to get numbers.
Numbers.
My criticism was never about the number. It was about what you're doing with that number.
36-1. And you're talking about numbers. That 150 was the number.
Well, that was the number, yes. But some people saw that as a negative. I say that's still pretty good to be in the top 18% of players in the comp.
Where is he?
I'll have to revisit that.
When we go and sit at the first All-Australian meeting on Wednesday, will his name be thrown up?
Absolutely, his name should be thrown
up. And we have a squad of, we end up settling on a squad of 40.
I think he would definitely be considered heavily.
Will we consider 150? Like 150, you've got to accept it's too much.
Are you as critical? I think he was 100 with Champion Data last week. So he may have moved into the top 100 with them.
All right, I'm going to go first out of Giants and Tigers.
It's not the time for that, that debate.
It was a cheap shot, Buckley.
It was a cheap shot.
Whammy. I think it says a fair bit about Richmond.
Didn't they defend well?
Yeah, look, 104 points, but yes, they did.
No, well, they conceded 72 entries.
Yeah, that's not great defense to concede that much.
No, I meant their back 50. Yeah, their back six.
Look, there's a lot to like about both these sides. I think it speaks volumes for both. Yeah, for what looks like a match that doesn't really amount to much in the season 2023. We don't believe that either of these sides are in the position to go and contend. GWS have come off against a really good win against Geelong, which, looking at their performance, the Cats' performance against the Dogs, actually looks even better again. And then Richmond, who are 2 weeks into McWalter's caretaker role and get his first win. So I thought that it was an excellent game. They both stayed true to themselves. They want to be fast with the ball and they're prepared to be really aggressive in offense. And they were forced to defend really well, both of them. But I just thought that it says a bit about Richmond. I think that Dimmer's stepped out, but there's no doubt that he's left a playing group who have got just great belief in each other, that have got they'll buy into whatever they're asked to do, and that doesn't happen overnight. It's something that has built in the culture of the Richmond Football Club, and I'm pretty sure the supporters would have enjoyed seeing their guts at the end of the game to hold on and then to finish that off.
It was plus 15 entries the Giants in the last quarter alone.
Yeah, so I mean that is just holding up. That's a little rope of dope type stuff, isn't it? And then they go back and go the other
Liam
way.
Liam Baker, I don't know. I know his resume is outstanding, and we spoke a little bit about Tom Stewart earlier on in the program and whether he's still underrated. He's a genuine star. Well, I know that's obvious, but we don't speak about him much.
Did we have a chat earlier this year when we actually spoke about guys that you just loved, guys that you'd love to play with, blokes that you look out on the field or you're witnessing a team go about it and you just see a guy just continually just put himself on the line or run himself to exhaustion or go back with the flight or. Yeah, and they're not always the most skillful, pristine looking players. They're the ones that just play with heart, and Liam Baker is a heart player.
Can play back midfield and went forward on the weekend to great effect. Now Pickett's goal, as we just heard with Coxie, who I'm sure would love to play that again, was for Loctite adhesives, fast, strong, and reliable. The possibilities are limitless. All it takes is a few drops.
Essendon, North Melbourne, that's you.
Yeah, well, I think North. I mean, I was pretty complimentary of what they did last week, and rightly so. Some terrific passages of play, but their work in the contest yesterday with the young group that they've had, it was like a moment you go, okay, all right, I can see where this is going. Mm. And a number of times this year I've said one draft can change the whole directory of your footy club. Trajectory, I should say, not directory. And that is the case with what North have done. So Sheaves will love the fact that he's going a bit more on ball, and I think it's a really good challenge for him. Wardlaw, we've touched on, is just like, wow, this guy can be anything. And they stood up and they really challenged the Bombers with ball movement and around the contest. So I thought it was a pivotal day for them. Yes, you're going to have to get over the line in one of these shortly.
Yeah.
Because it's the second one in short time with Sydney and now the Bombers, where they really should have won that game, and you need that reward.
Yeah. Well, they're getting reward out of being in those games. That's a step forward. But you're right; that only lasts so long. But you're spot on. But you've got to give Essendon their props as well. Mm. You know, they're playing. They're offensively, their shape looks really good. They're not all on one another. So you never see four or five Essendon players within 10 metres of one another. They're always really well spread. So they handle the big ball movement stuff really well. They make the ground big. It's hard to defend them.
I didn't love their ball movement. Yes. I thought it was long bomb inside 50 time yeah, well,
that's,
after time.
And that,
after
yeah, that's, time. And that's not as normal for them. They move the ball really well. They've got Peter Wright coming back in will improve them, but yeah, the Bombers fans would be pretty happy with what they're getting out of their squad. And you know, young players, Perkins, Menzies is a player, Hobbs, Durham, awesome. And then, yeah, they got a few to come back, so who knows?
I think they make the eight from here, the Bombers. Big game against Carlton at the MCG this weekend. That was Speaks Volumes.